Welcome to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. As you navigate the USAID landscape for the first time or seek to sharpen your skills, we're here to provide the guidance you need to navigate the unique challenges of this role. Host Dr. Donna Vincent Roa, an experienced Chief of Party and trailblazer in development innovation, will guide your journey.
Greetings, Chief of Party. Dr. D here. Let's glean leadership wisdom straight from the Experienced Contracting Officers Representatives, or COR. Your relationship with your COR is vital. What do CORs want Chief of Parties to know for successful implementation? First, they want you to demonstrate your deep knowledge of your contract, your project Bible. Know it inside and out. CORs want to see you lead with accountability, ownership, and service excellence. They expect a COP who is prepared and also performance-focused. They also want you to be proactive in raising those risks early and not waiting until something goes wrong. They expect joint problem-solving versus finger-pointing when challenges emerge. CORs want COPs well-versed in the ADAR, USAID's Acquisition Regulation, a mandatory reference document for USAID projects, plus proper procurement procedures, allowable costs, and other agency policies. They also want you to be realistic. When proposing timelines or targets, the COR wants realistic assessments, not optimistic estimates, so expectations can be set accordingly. Ambitious promises that can't be delivered put a strain on the relationship. CORs expect thorough documentation for accountability. Detailed records provide visibility, and CORs want to see diligence in monitoring performance indicators, learning, and continuous improvement. And they expect evidence of strong leadership, showing that you can motivate a team to meet contract requirements through a desire for impact. How can you engage your COR more strategically? You have to view them not as compliance police, but as a collaborator to help you to align priorities. This happens through consistent communication, and that communication builds necessary trust to tackle these kind of issues together. You can schedule recurring touch points for candid dialogue beyond the required reports. We find Tuesday morning meetings every other week optimal. It gives our COR time to start their week before connecting with us. In each meeting, highlight key takeaways. Share 3 to 5 main points or action items you want the COR to grasp from your update. Don't just do a data dump. Share beneficiary perspectives where you can demonstrate the impact of your project's work. You can include quotes, stories, or survey data directly from your beneficiaries that can humanize your updates. Along with successes, be transparent about any lingering risks, obstacles, or concerns that require attention. Also, make the meeting interactive. After sharing the update, invite questions and discussion to make it a two-way conversation. You can also develop plans and timelines together. Involve your COR in key decisions to tap their expertise. Share challenges transparently and co-create solutions. What other practices cultivate a strategic, collaborative COP-COR relationship? How can you elevate your COR from contract administrator to trusted advisor? Demonstrate consistent transparency, accountability, and partnership. Always get COR feedback. Ask what information and level of detail your COR finds most helpful to continuously improve the updates that you deliver. Inspire your COR by letting excellence, empathy, and ethics drive your leadership legacy. And finally, lead in a way that builds trust, empowers your team, and cultivates shared purpose with partners. This is Dr. D signing off. Join us next time for more leadership insights that guide you to impact that resonates.
Thank you for tuning in to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. Your go-to source for insightful, actionable guidance that can shape the success of your project. let's continue to drive change and create impact. One USAID-funded project at a time.